Today's Mishnah is when the second and third Mishnah from the fourth parak of Masechta Nazir. And in the end of yesterday's Mishnah, we saw the relationship between if a husband makes a neder to be a Nazir and his wife also says yes for Ani, or if it was the other way around, meaning the wife said it first and the husband tried to copy her and said yes for Ani, I'd like to be so too. And the major difference was, is if the husband made it first and the wife responds by saying Va'ani, the husband's able to mefer the neder, meaning put a stop to it. However, if it's the other way around, meaning if the wife made the neder first, then the husband says, yes, that's a great idea, Va'ani. Then by saying Va'ani, meaning I want to be a Nazir as well, he's effectively became, fulfilled or substantiated her neder, and then he can no longer mefer, he can no longer put a stop to it. So this Mishnah we learned now is very similar to those principles, however, termed slightly differently. Mishnah says, Harini Nazir, if the man says, I want to be a Nazir. Va'at, and then he asks his wife, and you? Va'amra, and she says, Amen, yes, I do want to be. In that situation, he can still mefer at Shela. He can still say, well, actually, no, I'm going to put a stop to that. You're not going to be a Nazira. Because he didn't tell her to be a Nazira. He was simply asking if she wanted to do so. And that's no different if she volunteered to become a Nazira herself. That's why it's still in this capacity to mefer the neder. Just to add one more point, and importantly, v'shelo kayam, that clearly his neder would still hold. That is because, despite the fact he made for her component, that has no effect or no bearing at all on his Kabbalah to be a Nazir. However, if she said, Harini Nazira, she wants to be a Nazira, and then she goes, Va'ata, and what about you? And he goes, Va'amar, Amen, yes, I'd like to be as well. In that situation, Ein Yachula Hafer, he wouldn't be able to Mayfair, be able to put a stop to her Nazirut. And that is because by saying Amen, by saying I want to be a Nazir as well, he's effectively once again Mekayim, substantiated or locked in her Neder to be a Nazira. Let's continue with Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha Shenadra Ben Nazir. If a woman says, I want to be a Nazira. And then what happens? Vayata shota b'yayin or metamela meitim. And then she goes ahead and deliberately, though she was forewarned against doing so, starts drinking wine and becoming tameh met, meaning violating the prohibitions of a nazir. In that case, Mishnah says, hare zo sofeget et harbaim. Since she's violating a negative prohibition in the Torah, then she would be liable to 40 lashes. Now, 40 lashes here doesn't really mean 40, as we've discussed previously. Really, it's Arbaim Chaser, which is really 39. Importantly, Kati points out here in his notes, he says that this would even be if the husband, upon hearing that she accepted to be a Nazira, he was mefer the neder straight away. That is because, as we've said previously, well, yesterday's shiur we mentioned, that when he's mefer the neder, he put a stop to it. He doesn't actually uproot the Kabbalat Nazirut. Therefore, the fact that she kept drinking wine and it was metama mating prior to him being made for the neder, that is still a violation of the prohibitions of being a nazira. However, if the husband, mission continues, was hefer la ba'ala, the husband heard that she wanted to be a nazira and he said, no, I'm going to have none of that, and he was made for the neder. V'hi lo yada'a shehefer la ba'ala, but she does not know yet that her husband was made for the neder. So she still thinks she's a Nazira. So this is now going forward. This is after the Hafara. Vaitan, then she goes ahead and she says, I'm not worried, I'm going to drink wine. Vatashotei b'yayin. She was drinking wine on Matamala Meitin, violating the prohibitions of becoming Tamemet. In that situation, Eino Safeke Tetarabayim, she wouldn't be liable to lashes. Why? Because she's no longer Nazira. Despite the fact she thinks she's a Nazira, it doesn't really matter because her husband put a stop to her Nazirut and really she wasn't violating any prohibition. Here, Rabbi Huda disagrees. Rabbi Huda says, "Imenu sefeket harabayim." While it's true that she has not violated a Torah prohibition that will make her liable to 40 lashes min din Torah, still tispog makot mardut. Since she, in her head, she thought she was brazenly violating Torah prohibition, she would be liable to rabbinic lashes, which is referred to as makot mardut. And there is actually a difference. A makot mardut is actually even more stringent than malkut or lashes that one is obligated to get for violating a Torah prohibition. For example, when it comes to 39 lashes delivered from a Torah prohibition, then there's a medical assessment to see if the person can withstand it. Whereas makot mardut, actually, no, they just give it 39. Some people say they just give it till they kill the individual. There are other opinions that actually say it's more lenient, but discussions regarding makot mardut will leave for your own further study. Those are Mishnah today.